Blog Talk Radio.
Sip the juice, I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk. Uptown of the Bronx, I boogie down, go strong on the island, recruits to lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that cup, suckers get smacked up. Don't doubt the clout, they know what I'm about. Knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shorty's here, I get cocky, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip for the clues, that's the deed. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one and give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the south for, switch your right jaw, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a boot down, face brothers out of army. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness. Cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Pacino, feel like De Niro. Black Gambino, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground. Dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot, who cares where it goes? Just keep the cast closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth of mass. Even if my crew is steep, but one deep, I crack attention, people like to speak. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops. And crazy juice, ain't control of many. Like I am, total commanding. Hang out with super weapons, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no more in the shop, my gun is warm a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge. Hoping that I know the ledge. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl set the style and whisper my name, I push up like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the thighs, select the best one, pull it to the sky, keep her occupied, for the rest of the ride, read up my resume, she know already cool, just meet me after school, we can moon and groan until your mom come on. And you'll be calling me Al Dope Capone. Sweat me, you didn't wanna let me loose. Come get me, as if you wanna dip the juice. Cut the streets to wave me, so I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up, in the puddle with blood. I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat. A holy beep
paper goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And party people, swing it. On the big man, can he come out, can he come out and slam a jam? I'm his number one fan, yes I am. All these kids realize that I'm the man. 6'3" and maybe a quarter of an inch bigger than last year, but still a unique figure. Rob Stringer, Doc, no dinky and hot dog, no, that I'm a man that was born to have a mic on next to me at all times, ready to kick a rhyme that'll keep me out of financial bind. That's why when it comes to fans, I'm never mean. Kids on stage change between Gates and Green. Always says hello, cause I'm a modest fellow. Never try to play a superstar, that fellow. Cause if these kids don't go buy our records, we'll be has-beens and plus naked. So we owe them, so pull out your pen, sign an autograph, you might make a new friend. So just get your boys to bring the noise and just swing it. And party people in the house sing it. Howie G, good looking G. Bring a hot dog, Doc, no, but F, love a dinky. Fish and chips with the hippie, hippie hips. Before the tune ends, give me some lips. Sanity Crystal, my niece, and Lady Kazam, my homegirl, peace. And leave the guns and have fun. Ow. And oh yeah, sing it. To 1990, Chub Rock jumps upon the scene with a lane and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the Crib plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubbs on the map, cause authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph plus gives enough laughs. Read my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right, just treat me right. Peace.
Hanging on the wall and remember it that I
technique. Don't sweat the technique. Let's break the hit and check the file. Let's see who fits the dissect the style. I flip the script so it can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace is a scar they keep. When I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody in President's mix. And now I stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits and beats. Parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef and I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Know how many rhymes have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces that scientists try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. My opponents, it might take years. Pencils, pens, and scores. Letters put together from a key to chords. I'm also a sculpture, born with structure. Because of my culture, I'm a perfect instructor. Sexual style that'll be full of technology complete. Like the new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just speak. And peep the technique. But don't sweat the technique. I speak in the street, cause talk is cheap. Then I get deep as a beat, then complete. Both with the beat, never weak, and I believe they never grow old techniques. Become antique, better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more value. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some suits and souvenirs for all the years. The force, the source, the thoughts, and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. But don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Maintains to make melodies for MCs, motivates to break them everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhymes displays that engrave deep as x-rays. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard, flip it, now the daily word. I can get iller than armor, killing a bomb, but no alarm. Rock Kimmel, remain calm. Self-esteem make me super superb and supreme. Before a microphone, still I've been. This was a tape, I wasn't supposed to break. I was supposed to wait, but let's motivate. I wanna see and keep following and swallowing. Taking the mission, fighting and falling. Brothers try, others die to get the formula. But I'ma let you sweat, you still ain't warm. You a step away from frozen, stiff as if you're posing. Dig into my brain as the rhyme gets chosen. So follow me, or what you're thinking you were first. Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. What could you say as the earth gets further and further away? Planets and smalls are balls of clay, astray into the Milky Way. World's out of sight, far as the eye can see, not even a satellite. Now stop and turn around and look at the stand of darkness, your knowledge took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow it, cause it's the all. This is a lesson, if you're guessing, let you ball in. Hurry, hurry, step right up, you keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, our chemistry. Follow the leader, our chemistry. Follow the leader, our chemistry.
Keep following,
our chemistry. Follow the leader, our chemistry. Follow the leader, our chemistry. Follow the leader, our chemistry. Follow the leader.
This is a lifetime mission, vision of prison. journey of the journal, I'm the journalist. Am I eternal or an eternalist? I'm about to flow long as I can possibly go. Keep you moving cause the crowd says so dance. Cuts rip your pants, Eric B on the plane. Please, death, call an ambulance. Pull out my weapon and start to squeeze. A magnum at the microphone, murdering MCs. Let's quote a rhyme from a record I wrote.
Follow the leader.
Yeah, don't. Cause every time I stop, it seems you're stuck. Soon as you try to step off, you're self-destruct. I came to overcome before I'm gone, by showing and proving and letting knowledge be born. Then after that, I'll live forever. You disagree, you say never. Then follow me, from century to century. You'll remember me in history, not a mystery or a memory.
I call
by nature, mind raised in Asia. Since you was tricked, I have to raise ya. From the cradle to the grave, but remember, you're not a slave. The rules were here to be much more than that. But we couldn't see because our mind was trapped. But I'm here to break away the chains, take away the pains, remake the brains, rebuild my name. I guess somebody told you a little knowledge is dangerous. It can't be mixed, diluted, it can't be changed. The switch, here's a lesson if you're guessing and following. Hurry, hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy.
A verified freestyle, lyrics of fury. My third eye make me shine like jury. You're just a rental rapper, your rhymes are minute made. I'll be here when it fade and watch it flip like a renegade. I can't wait to break and eliminate on every trade of a snake, so stay awake and follow and follow, because the tempo's a trail, the stage is a cage, the mic is a third rail. I'm Rakim, the fiend of a microphone, I'm not him. So leave my mic alone, soon as the beat is felt, I'm ready to go. So fasten your seatbelt, cause I'm about to flow. No need to speed, slow down and let the leader lead. Word to daddy, indeed. The R's are rolling stone, so I'm rolling. Directions are told, then the rhymes are stolen. Stop bugging, a brother said dig him. I never tell him, he couldn't follow the leader long enough, so I drug him. It's a danger zone, he should arrange his own faces to face it. Erase the change of tone, it's one R in the alphabet. It's a one letter word and it's about to get more complex from one rhyme to the next. Be easy on the flex. I've been from state to state, follow a tailgate. Keep coming, but you came too late, but I wait. So back up, regroup, get a grip, come equipped. You're the next contestant, clap your hands, you want a trip. The price is right, don't make a deal too soon. How many notes get your names this tune? Follow the leader is a title theme tag. Now you know you don't have to act. Rap is rhythm and poetry, cuts create sound effects. You might catch up if you follow the records he wrecks. Until then, keep eating and swallowing. You better take a deep breath and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader. Rock Kimothy.
Keep following.
Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader. 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 Rock Kimothy.
Rock Kimothy.
Follow the leader. Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader. Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader. Rock Kimothy.
Follow the leader.
Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader. Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader. Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, 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 Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Baby, baby. Hey, what it do? What it do? What it do? This is your boy, For Real, the poet, Douglas. Hey, and you're at the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your next phase in online radio. What it do, everybody? I'm hoping everybody had a nice weekend, because we're going to continue on with it. We're going to pretend this Monday is a Friday. We're going to have a block party up in here at the Soul Cafe. Hey, look, hold up. I got something I need to do. Nah, they wasn't ready. They wasn't ready. I want to bring in my people, y'all. Hi, the Soul Cafe band members up in here on keys. On keys, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Poetic. What it do, Poetic?
What do, baby, baby?
Oh, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready yet. I wasn't ready. Woo. Do that one more time, baby. Do it again. Oh, shit now. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Hey, and on lead guitar, the one and only Miss Pearly, y'all. Baby, baby.
Hey, baby, baby. Hey, what's up?
Miss Pearly, what it do? Let us hear it,
yo,
baby.
You shocked my system.
Where the guitar at, girl? Where the guitar? Did you bring the guitar with you tonight? Oh, shit. Oh, God. I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for that one. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
Oh my God.
Is he gonna cut it off? Is he gonna cut it
get
off?
Get busy, y'all. Busy, y'all.
Busy,
y'all.
Woo!
Yeah.
Check it out, party people, cause the party is burning. For a new day, I know you've been yearning. All you people come turning. A brand new dance called the Pee Wee Herman. Just move your hand to the front. And if you can't hear the music, say huh, what? At the point of the dance, it might hurt your back, but just look at the crowd. Say I meant to do that. It's the Pee Wee Herman new dance inspection. Go with the flow, cause the beat of the nation. So come on, everybody rock with your key. And it's this new dance called the Pee Wee. It's fun, get wet, so don't be fickle. Get on the floor and get off the bicycle. If you don't know how to do it, you better start learning. This brand new dance called the Pee Wee Herman. Now, everyone just listen to me at the Pee Wee dance called the Pee Wee. Jump around, act like a fool. Some think it's kinda dumb, but I think it's cool. And when you start acting foolish, you got it right. So let's get Pee Wee Herman while I rock the mic. This dance is hot, hot. In other words, it's burning. So let's do the dance called the Pee Wee Herman.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio. All day long.
Baby, baby.
Give me radio.
Take your son.
Before she gets to all that work and that she does lovely on the event page, everybody say hello to Essentially Janice.
Hey,
hello,
hey,
Essentially.
Hey,
Essentially Janice.
Hey.
How you doing,
love? I'm all good now.
I'm doing great. Love the music.
Did you?
Love
that. Did you get your peewee dance? Did you get your peewee dance on, Miss? I'm gonna call you Miss Pearly, Miss Penny.
I know you was. I know.
I almost called you Miss Pearly, Miss Penny. Hey, I'm still caught up with the music, y'all. You have to forgive me. But I hope everybody had a great weekend. You know, it was hot everywhere. Hot everywhere. It's a heat wave right now in Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I heard there's going to be a heat wave going on the event page and everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, so I'm just looking forward to a good night of some poetry tonight and, you know, some good music to bring you back. Music that'll take you back. And if you still got full usage of your limbs, hey, join us on the dance floor so we can get that thing on. Huckabuck, do what you like. You know what I'm saying? I showed a couple people the Huckabuck this weekend, Poetic.
Did you really?
Yeah, they got the...
Oh, man.
They got to see the Huckabuck live and in concert,
they got
bro.
To see the Huckabuck.
I recorded it.
you showed them what that buck do. Oh, man.
Yeah. I had to turn it loose on them. I couldn't do it for too long, bro. It hurts your back. It's not good for your back. Hucklebuck's not good for your back. I'm just trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, shout out to Miss VIP in the building. What it do, baby love? What it do, baby love? So y'all, hey, y'all got anything nice to y'all want to report before we go in?
Nah, man, let's just go in.
Let's just go in, he said. He said, just go in. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in right after this. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
I can fly 3 times around the world without missing a beat.
we rock this butt with a 12-inch cut called Disco Kryptonite. Well, Superman looked up at me, he said, you rock so naturally. I said, now that you've learned the deal, let me tell you why I'm so for real. I'm Cosmo D from outer space, I can do rock the human race. I do it right, because I can't do it wrong. That's why the whole world is singing this song. I jam on it, I say jam, jam on it. As days is the night and night turns the day, whatever time it is, I wanna hear you say. Jam on it, I say jam on my jam on it. Jam all around and upside down, I keep the jamming to the jam on production sound.
Jam on it, I said jam, jam on it. I said jam on it, the funky beat that takes control with the short shot, baby, that'll rock your soul.
Jam on it,
I said jam, jam on it. Get out of your seat and jam to the beat, and don't you dare stop your early morning.
Jam on it.
La Perla Negra, I call this Scottish water. Yes, I'm super flirty and playful, but only on a superficial level. So don't take it so seriously. Just to get to know you. Now, if you really want me, understand that although I am very fluent in body language, cerebral is my native tongue. Master my mind and master my body. I am a masterpiece, not to be handled by just anyone. I am light and love to me. It's home. I'm a goddess of the sun and the moon, and I need people to understand that all within this vessel of a deep and infinite nature. Please, I would beg of you not to. Do not think of entering these waters as deep as they are unless you have taken advanced swimming lessons, because it gets just that deep. So to swim in my waters, truth is magnified as well as the lie, the must. If you're not real with me, you will not survive here. You will be exiled. That's at peace.
Operator 69. Hello. Can I talk to Chocolate? Thank you for taking my call. I hope I'm not too late. I mean, I couldn't wait to talk to you and let you know the thoughts I have of you. Made me anxious to tell you how hard I am. And I hope by the end of this call your panties are soaked and I am just the right man to enter your erotic zone. Just from this phone conversation creating a love zone where I get to verbally express my deepest, most inner desires while you gently touch your nipples as the heat rises and rests in your thighs. The ignited flames of passion coming from this steamy phone sex session is the mind's delight of sexual fantasy, creating physical ecstasy. Shh, break it down. I wanna stop until you hear the sound. As you think of coming for me in the flesh, mentally I suggest you cream and scream internally so no one knows I'm making love to your ears. I may not be there, but that pulsating clit has no fears as she purrs and yearns for my tongue to lick her. Maybe, just maybe. Wait, hello? Hello? Are you still there? Come closer. Hear the moisture in my words. Think about the stimulation of my verbs that will create the biggest wet spot where you're sitting, and I'm not going to stop till you cream and cream on your fingers for now. Before I end this call and take a bow, if you are pleased by what you heard, please find me in the flesh. I won't think it's stalkerish or absurd. Well, this concludes this session of phone sex seduction. In peace.
See, ain't no faking in these streets, see. These streets is for real. And if these streets don't kill your black ass, then the government will. Without a doubt, let me point this out, that these streets will kill you for opening up your mouth. Rapping and snipping and snitching in these streets, see. Loose lips sink ships and will get you stitches. 6 feet under these streets will leave you resting in peace. Three piece in a suit, tell a maid just right for a funeral. So many we lose, so many lost to stitches due to snitching. Well, nigga, you better tell or find your ass in a cell in a private owned prison. No bail, no visits, no commissary, so fuck them phone calls home to your children. And you handled your business. You got caught selling that shit. Now you're marked as a felon, sitting in a cell and tasting real hell and looking back and realizing that these streets are for real. And you just got fucked up. Now you're up in the system. The streets took your freedom rights, read them and weep on them. These streets don't sleep on them. Ain't no faking in these streets, see. These streets is for real. If these streets don't kill your black ass, then the government will. Go on to work, you gotta walk these streets to make the bread, to make them ends meet. Cross some streets, cause some corners be crowded where the hustlers meet. And divide and sell that white they providing while they smoking that green. Self-employed, it seems. Souls of the lost, minds being destroyed all around me. My brothers marked as felons, fiends, their rights to vote provoked, no unemployment. Ha. So this shit they selling to make a living. Been there both sides, was a provider, sold it, was a user, I smoked it, got hooked on it, addicted, abused it, I couldn't escape it, that was then, today I have no use for it, no taste for it, the Most High touched me and I've been delivered from it, 12 years, 5 months, 3,485 days, 24 hours, 60 seconds, tick, 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 I've been free. But this is this world, I'm no different just because I walk these streets legally black. Labeled a thug, stop just because they follow me around in stores when I shop just because I'm black. And it didn't start today, it's been a good while because I fit that profile on file. I'm black, just black, hands raised high, shot for being black. Black and I'm proud, fist balled up, raised high to the sky. Black, black and I'm proud, black, black enough to realize the first try. We don't do that shit. We don't go nowhere. We bounce back black. You see, God has a hand clap that'll slap you where your tender at. And I'm on my ape shit. It's my epic. This is where I go ape at. They say that the sky is the limit. The streets are limitless. If you're black in these streets, then you know that's the limit. Pay your taxes. You pay a toll to walk these streets. It's a business. Huh? The government ain't giving you shit unless they making a significant profit. They still receive residual checks from the enslavement of stolen Africans, huh? Like blood diamonds from blood on hands that once picked cotton. They be street. Don't forget that this country was formed by thieves. They be street. Inner city disguised as suburbs until they whip you with that pen, logistics, rhetoric, nouns and verbs. They use to form words to take your shit legally. You feel me? They be street. Ain't no faking in these streets. These streets is for real. And if these streets don't kill your black ass, then the government will.
Description giving as a expert, analyzing some of the musical myths, seeking people of the universe. This is yours. It's yours. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Well, if you had it, would you flaunt it?
Hell yeah.
Well, it's yours. Taking a record that's already made with the help of the mix.
Hey, welcome back to the Soul Cafe. What it do, what it do, what it do. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And I be your boy, For Real. Hey, Poetic, Miss Pearly, what it do?
What it do?
Now? What it
do?
What it do? What it do? Sha-na-na-na. Hey, that was a very dope piece delivered from you two. You know what I'm saying, Miss Pearly? That's very, very, what's the name right there? I liked it, Dad. I liked it, Dad. Van, that was really nasty. I liked it a little bit right there and up in there. Yes. Very nasty.
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate
yeah, you must have lost a little bit of sleep right in that right there, bro.
Nah, man. Nah, I ain't losing no sleep, bro.
You must have had your hands full. Oh, I know you didn't. Well, you said you ain't get no sleep or you ain't lose no sleep. Which one was it, bro?
I definitely ain't lose no sleep, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep your hand on the steering wheel. Keep your hands on
steering
the steering wheel. You know
wheel.
What I'm talking about. You don't want to lose that grip.
I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's right, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby, baby.
I like this. Yeah, take your time, bro. I'm trying to tell you. Hey, look, man, we going to keep these things moving, man, while the mic is still hot, while the steering wheel still is hot, and while your hand still is hot. Just keep it moving to the next caller, which happens to be Epiphany Radio's own Miss VIP. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Let's chill at the block party. What do you do?
Well, hello. How's everybody?
Hey.
What's up, Diva? Hey. Hello, Diva.
Diva stuff. What's going on?
Yeah.
The Diva thing going on here, man. Diva the Diva.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You know what they say, right, man? They say this keeper to keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the diva, the diva.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Diva to diva. Yes, how you doing, Ms. V-I-T-T-P?
I'm wonderful, darling. How are you?
Hey, I'm just spiffy. I'm just spiffy. Hey, I heard you play the banjo.
What?
Banjo?
Yes, the rumor's been out. The rumor's been put out there that you can play the banjo with your lips.
With the music, with your mouthpiece.
Oh, Ms. VIP, it's a pleasure to have you here with us on this night of musical pleasure and rap interlude.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
I'm good, darling. I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm. I know you are. I can hear the motor revving. Now, I'm just going to say this to you, that the mic is yours.
Thank you, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord, the energy. Synergy? I think not. Yet one call from you had me thinking like a thought. I wanted it. Not you. It's been too long since I've been touched. Your phone call, damn, my pearls got clutched. You said it so blatantly how you wanted me. Your energy hit me like a ton of bricks. Lots of kissing, licks, and long strokes, sticks went through my mind. I wanted to say yes, say yes to all you wanted to do. But it's like I can't say yes. My body rebelled. I got that zing. But my brain said no. He's not loving you. It's just your thing. I told him to call me later. He said no one greater could do to it. Could do it to him. I again told him to call me later. Damn my body, traitor. As we hung up the phone, I talked to myself. I still end up alone, and after all those hours of pleasure, wouldn't be worth it to measure. But the energy remains. I got aroused, wanted you in spite of, yet my heart won't be housed. There's no love. So, FWB, my answer is no, and that's that piece. Yes.
Oh my! Mm-mm-mm. Oh, that was a zinger there. That was quite some zinger there. La Perla Negra.
Sure enough, that was a zinger. What did you say? It's such a common thing that we women say to ourselves. You said your body did what? Betrayed you? What did I? What did I? Traitor? Your body betrayed her. Yeah, my body was a traitor. I said I again told him to call me later. Damn my body, traitor. Right? Hey. Girl, I tell you, I said that to myself. I love it. I love it. Man, you done spoke the truth in that piece. I love it. Thank you. And you said, this is the way you, I don't know, you pushed your octave on us.
kind of hard with one word. I can't even remember the damn word, but I love the piece. Thank you, thank you. Poetic.
I mean, why you got to say no? I thought we were good FWBs. I thought what was happening was really good. I'm just saying.
Why you got to tell? Why you got to tell it?
You the one saying no. You the one saying no live. You telling it first.
Well, I didn't really want to say no. But, you know, I didn't want to.
Oh, my God. I'm forced to say that, yes, FWB, free with breakfast, I'm there. But no, let me. That was a really, really dynamic piece. I loved it. Loved it. But you know, you ain't got to be telling our business though. Don't tell our business. Dang.
Are you asking why I said no?
For real, the poet. Please take over.
Yes, dear. Yes, Van Meadows. Hey, well, you know, like I said, that was a very sensuous piece. I like when she was in there, when she's like, I wanted to say yes. I got that zing, she said. Wanted to do that thing, but I wound up alone. Shit, I started to call for Real's phone, but he got that blue pill and that thing won't keep still, but the energy remains. I like that one. It was very... I liked it when she said that. When she said that for real. Yeah, you call for real phone, but she said, well, he got that blue pill and that thing won't keep still.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, baby. That was, thank you. It was an honor to have you wrote that piece in honor of me. Thank you, Miss VIP.
Oh, my.
To the P. Is there another? Is there another host here? Oh, okay. I thought we were still doing the thing. So, Ms. VIP, I love the piece. I really do. I love your voice, the tone, the raspiness, the deepness in it. When you say darling. I like when you say darling. I like it when you say darling. I can't stop saying darling. Ooh, it makes me want to touch myself down there. So let's get her off this flying van. Ms. VIP, what you got going on over there at the Love Jones? I mean zone.
Well, darling, let me tell you what's going on. Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my sexy diva of Epiphany will be in the Love Zone. And I don't know what that topic is yet. I'm sure La Perla Negra will tell you. But, and then Friday night, it's Expression of Vibe. And that's going to be something. Yes, love. I want you to come in just as you are.
Okay.
Express your vibe. Spit that beat.
I sure will.
Make it all about you. It's all about you.
Ooh. Make it bounce. Yes. Yes, that will be there. I think everybody's going to be there. Everybody make it bounce. Everybody.
Make it bounce.
Everybody going to be there.
After that conversation, bouncing. Of course,
me, myself,
yes,
and I.
Is. It's bouncing already around here. Well, thank you, Ms. Pearl.
Oh,
you brought some energy in here tonight, didn't you?
You called me Miss Pearly, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My mind is on a... Hey, look. Well, look. I called Miss Penny Miss Pearly.
Hey.
Everybody Miss Pearly tonight.
You know what? For real, we got to talk. All right, what's going on?
Everybody Miss Pearly tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
If you got pearls, clutch them. Clutch them and keep them safe. Baby. Keyword tonight is pearls. Okay, Ms. VIP, right. We're going to sit you back there on the pearl polishing chair.
No, my.
Grab yourself a cool beverage. and wash it down.
Oh, my.
All right. All righty then. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody's breathing really deep tonight. Mm-hmm. That was fabulous.
I don't have that problem. Sorry.
Yeah, we know you don't breathe, man. You exhale. Yeah. You never inhale. You exhale all the time. Hey, well, listen.
I just don't have that breathing problem like that. I'm being honest.
You know, if you want to show me,
you want me to fake like I have it. I mean,
Oh Lord, no!
I can't even fake it.
Did you say fake? Ben.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Did you say fake?
I said fake, baby.
Oh Lord.
Me want nasty, nasty Gargamel sex. Me like it hard. It gets hard sometimes, and I'm all alone in my hardness. I cannot take the erection. Sometimes I fake an orgasm with myself when I'm all alone. I fake orgasm. I fake the orgasm.
So the question of the night is, has any one of you ever faked an orgasm while all alone?
Oh.
You said all alone? What?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
While he was all alone.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, let's ask this next caller. Maybe they may have the answer. Coming to the mic next, ladies and gentlemen, is the one and only Jess J. What did you do, Jess J? Hello. Welcome to the Epiphany Radio Soul Cafe La Chill Block Party. What do you do? Jess J.
Jess J, are you there, my brother? My brethren.
Do you have both hands on the steering wheel? Should we come back to you when you finish? What are you doing? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back to Jess J in just a moment. All righty, then. I guess Jess J was preoccupied. So, Danielle, did you want to answer the question?
It doesn't make sense to me, but I'll try to give you the best answer I can.
Right, see,
no.
You're falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
Can I talk?
She really wants to answer this.
Can I talk?
No.
I do.
Okay, let me paint the picture. Let me paint the picture a little differently. Are you sure? I can paint the picture a little differently for you. Would you give it a try?
Fine.
Okay,
I'm
let's
down.
Just say you're with somebody you really don't really want to be with, and it's like you're more alone. You ever had been with somebody and it's like you're by your damn self, or you wanted it to be over as quick as possible, that type of thing?
Yep.
So you had to fake the orgasm.
Have you ever been in that predicament? I didn't so much fake it, but I do not play when it comes to sharing my body. I want satisfaction. And if you're not giving me satisfaction, I'm just going to tell you. All right, but this isn't working for me.
Okay.
Okay. So that's
well, that was the best answer.
Yeah.
Poetic. You want to take a go at it, poetic? You want to have a go at it, poetic?
Yeah, sure. The simple short answer is no. Because I'm going to get mine. I'm not going to fake it. I'm definitely going to get mine. You getting yours, I'm going to get mine. Now,
But by myself, though? No, sir. No, sir. No, there is no faking by myself. No, I can't do that.
Are you sure? Because they're talking in the streets. Okay,
let
just
talk.
Want to make sure.
Hey, look, listen. This is how I feel about that. Go ahead, let them talk. And that's just maybe somebody will want to just come ask me personally. Then we can have a deeper discussion. Wink, wink.
Exactly.
Let's talk about it. Yeah, man. You know, I would have to say, bro, because you both of y'all are just shitting around with the topic. You can't come on my program and shit around with the topic. Wear your shit on the sleeves. I faked several orgasms on the same night. See, because I had gotten mine off well ahead of time. And this motherfucker just wanted to keep on riding the pony. And I was just riding and riding and riding. So finally I yelled out, get the fuck off.
Get off the pony. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Seriously, how does a guy fake an orgasm?
By going,
No.
Cross your eyes, you spasm. Spasm with your legs.
Have you ever
been called on? They never caught on.
I have been called on it, but they thought that I did, and I didn't.
They thought he faked that orgasm.
Because it was
the other way around.
It was a long session, so they just thought that I was, you know, but no.
They thought you was what?
Yeah.
What you talking about?
Okay.
Listen, what do you think you was? They thought you was what?
Y'all couldn't get away with that shit with me. I'm telling you now.
Tila Shell, we're coming to you. She wants to know more. Tila Shell and Janice Davis put their hands up. They want to know what was the day.
Let's talk about it. Come on. We want to talk about it on the Soul Cafe.
Are you going to talk about it? Okay, let's go.
Let's talk about it.
Tila Shell, welcome to the Soul Cafe. Hey, baby.
Ooh.
Hey. How you doing? She said, don't
I think
open
she's
my
afraid.
Mic.
She's afraid to answer. She's afraid to answer. Y'all
need to come on and talk.
It's not working.
Here she go.
Miss Tila Shell.
Yes.
She says she's working.
Okay. We'll come back to you later. Keep both hands on the screen. Okay. Yes. Bang, bang. Okay, then. I'm not going to mess with Janice because she can get very uptight when you mess with her. You know, you don't want to mess with her. All righty then.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if Jess J is back in the building. Jess J, are you in the building?
Yeah, what's going on, everybody?
What is it,
Jess J,
bro?
What it do? What hasn't it done?
It's been crazy. Been crazy around here.
It's just straight bananas.
Yes, you can't control these people. So how you doing?
This is your circus.
I'm good, bro. I'm good, man. I've been sitting back enjoying the show, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you caught me trying to hit the escape hatch. That's okay.
You was trying to hit the, what you say? You was trying to hit what?
The escape hatch. The escape hatch. I had pulled my hand down.
Well,
I said, nowhere in the world I can answer this one right here.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Jess J.
That's the reason
why
I got the deer in the headlights look. I'm like, oh, man, I got Bambi legs.
Mr. Jess J. So may I call you Mr. Just? Can I call you Just, Mr. Jess
J? Yes,
Mr.
Real.
Thank you, sir. So you're saying that you had never reached the full fake of a climax?
No, I never say that. When I was young and I was moving around real good, can't get everybody the same. The vitality be the same, but everybody can't get the juice.
Okay. I'm just glad that you got past the question the way I asked it, you know what I mean? So you never reached
yes,
the full fake of a climax, because I wouldn't know how to answer that personally myself.
Full fake.
The full fake of a climax.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And why would you
the
if
full
you had?
Fake.
And why did you? The full fakeness of a climax. Who wants to waste a friggin' climax? You know what I mean? That's like just dipping
hey,
a whole pack
the,
of Newports in
the mind
of
might
water.
Be willing, but the flesh might be weak.
Okay,
y'all
I had to try to digest that.
No,
I didn't even understand that. I didn't even understand that. So we're good.
Yeah,
we're on. We're on. You understand me. I understand
still young,
you.
And the vitality is still hitting the same way. And there's some. There's a change that happens just before that. All women know it's the change that like when a woman. Wasn't about to have an orgasm, but just as you are having
okay.
yours, and she feel hers coming.
Okay, that put light to the tunnel.
Right, and the stroke is different, you know, and women know that. Guys really don't know that because it just be the haywire going, but the stroke is different.
Oh, I get what you're saying now. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Okay, he was actually answering the question. He was really in there, and I didn't understand. All right, bro, thank you. Thank you for your synopsis. Thank you for your synopsis. I just said a big word. Hey, so, my brother, we're going to let you off the hook right now.
All right.
Everybody else afraid to raise their hand. If you want to answer this question, raise your hand. If you want to speak this piece, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise it if you're sure. Okay? So, Jay, Mr. Just.
Yeah.
No, his last name is Jay. Jay. Okay, so what did you bring us, man? What did you bring us today?
Man, I'm bringing a piece about a flower, brother.
A flower. Okay,
a flower,
somebody said
you know
a
some real old school poetry. No, poem. Poetry.
Oh.
A flower.
Okay. Okay, hey, look, I'm ready to hear this since you just gave it that segue like that, bro. Yeah, you put it on right there. I'm gonna allow my associate to give you the go-ahead. Ms. Pearly, would you tell him what he needs to do?
Yes, Mr. J.
Yes, ma'am.
Ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the mic is yours.
A long silver flower wrapped in thin gold petals. Reaches towards the warmth of the sun. She's encased in green lace with love powder upon her face. Her stature is feminine. Her color is deeper than vermilion, and she is perfectly Rubens. It is said, but she is one of a million. But to me, she is one in 1 zillion. I will protect her from the scissors of villains, the blazing sun of opinions. She is perfect for me. A beautiful vision. Hummingbirds and bees pay their respect. And as a reward, she attaches messages of love around their neck. This is a busy time of year for the field of flowers. They drive a global workforce with pheromonal force. She is the fierce provider. And their harvest are both delectable and bountiful. She sways in the wind with her beauty, with her perfume wafting on the current. Rain or dirt sullies her attire, and she is as fine as a flame of fire. Her intangibles are edible. With her outreached leaves, she feeds her body cosmic rays of nourishment, making her grandeur pure, and their weapon of choice is her allure. She is a flower. In peace.
Hey, my brother. That was a very beautiful piece there, right there. You was right when you said poetry. That was beautiful.
Yes,
my
old
brother.
School, traditional.
I'm still digesting that, man. You had a lot of magical things that you said in there, man. She's a fierce provider. She sprays in the wind with her beauty. A long silver flower wrapped her statue. She is one of a million. She is perfect for me. She's fierce. She's a fierce provider. She sprays in the wind with her beauty. Outreached leaves you spoke about, man. She is a flower. Miss Pearly, what did you think of that piece?
This piece was absolutely beautiful. Hummingbirds and bees pay their respects. Her intangibles are edible. That stuck right there. That just ran all through my system. It's flower season. That was so beautiful. Oh, my God. I love that. It was exquisite. Poetic.
Man, I just ripped up my notes and threw them in the trash because for real kind of took everything.
Damn. Shit.
You know, he wasn't supposed to go first, so he just jumped on out there. So
I couldn't help it.
But it's okay. But I will say this, man. Your opening of that piece, a silver flower wrapped in gold petals, was phenomenal. Because the visual that I get from it, you know, it's like, man, she's so pretty. She's silver, wrapped in gold petals. That's royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. This piece is pure poetry, man. And I'm trying to keep my eyes from getting a little teary-eyed over here because, you know, real
me
poet.
Too, bro. You better quit, man, while we are here.
you know, when you just do poetry like that, bro, it just adds something different to the art. You know what I'm saying? So
yes,
I appreciate that piece, man. So I did manage to find some of the other words that I wrote down. I had to piece them all together because, you know what Pharrell said. I just had to piece my words together. So appreciate
all
it.
Right. Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Pharrell, that whole regurgitate recall thing, man, that's insane.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's insane, bro.
Yeah,
to,
man.
To remember chunks like that and it pop back to you like Tetris, Legos type stuff, man. That's crazy.
Yeah,
now you see why.
Yeah.
Now
you
see why he's not supposed to go first. Now you see why he's not supposed to go first.
I know. Just for that reason alone.
Hey, man, they cuss me out all the time. I forgot. You know what I'm saying? My bad. So, hey, but look, it was a dope piece, man, and it's like. You know, it's like, wow, you just paint. You're not even painting just one portrait right there. It's like you're all over the place in the same at the same place at the same time when you tell your story, man. And it takes me out because what I mean by that, it's a three-dimensional thing. I can get taken away with the story visually, and then you have this this way with words that you like to, you know, you have a magical way, a wizard-like way with word, the way you rhyme words together, or you find some words that I would never put together, but it makes so much sense. And it's for some reason, your stuff to me, and I'm just saying, you have this essence of a humor in your pieces.
Right. All the way through it, even when
you know
it's
I mean?
Serious
it's,
or
it's,
crying or whatever, there's some humor flowing
right,
in
that. Right. And I feel that always, man. It's just an ingredient that adds to your work. And I just love hearing your pieces.
Oh, wow.
So it gives me more. So I'm thinking about more. I'm looking at and hearing your piece in more than one way. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I'm feeling
you all
it.
Over it, man. You just bobcatting
it. Yeah. I'm trying
That's
to go there.
Up,
I'm trying
up.
To go there. So, man, that was dope, man. I really appreciate you calling in here and sharing that with us, man. That was dope.
Man, been loving the show, man. Y'all take care. Y'all be easy. This is a nice tandem here. Much love.
Much love, bro.
Hey, much love to you, bro.
Much love.
Much love to you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jess Jay in the building. Yeah, it didn't calm down a little bit. Yeah, y'all was really going in for a little bit there. Y'all was really showing y'all true colors. So what we're going to do here, we're just going to take a station identification break. We're going to come back and let our event hostess share a piece right after this, y'all.
This is Radio. All day long.
Baby.
Take your socks off.
Baby. This is the Red Line, the butterfly, also known as Scorpion. And you're locked to Epiphany Radio. The next day on my radio.
Click, listen, enjoy.
This is Radio.
And you're listening to Epiphany Radio. The original Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yeah. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. This is the Soul Cafe. I'm chilling up here with Poets Meadow. Miss Perla Negra is in the building. And we got essentially Janice in the building, our event page hostess up in here. Once again, shout out to our promoter, T. La Shell, who's working her fingers to the bone. You know what I'm saying, y'all? Hey, so let's bring in Miss Janice. Essentially Janice, how are you?
I'm good.
Great. What's going on over there at the event page, baby love? Anything happening?
I have not seen any, not much feedback, but they do enjoy the music that was played earlier. I was able to catch everything, but I think the first song, I missed that one, but I got the videos up and a couple of for the pieces that have been read so far, except for two of them. So just working on some things. Hopefully you'll like.
Well, that's what's up. It's going down at the event page, y'all. If y'all got anything y'all want to leave up in there, feel free to do so. But while we have you, Miss Ascension Janice, you know what? I want to commend you on a recent video that you posted. I can't remember the name of it, but it was so beautifully done. What was the name of that video you tagged me to?
Yes.
Which was not the one from today, right? Yesterday?
Might have been yesterday.
It may have been yesterday. The title of that one actually came from a prompt. Was it a prompt? No, it was a five-minute sprint, writing sprint, I think.
I know one of them. One of them you said it reminds you something of. When you tagged me to it, you said it was something reminds you of something on the Soul Cafe. When the hosts
that was
were,
an old piece.
That was an old piece. That was a good
piece, that was
darling.
Old. That was from one of the first prompts that I remember. Would you hear
haunted,
like phrases? The haunted Soul Cafe.
Yeah. Oh, haunted tales.
Yeah, it was phrases.
Okay, that was
I remember that one.
Yeah, you make me want to go get to find a haunted house and get haunted. You know what I'm saying, man?
I know that's right, bro. Yes, sir.
Hey, but I just wanted to commend you on your poetry, your video making, and all that stuff that you're doing. It's beautiful. So while we have you once again, we'll allow you to share a piece. Are you ready to do so?
Absolutely. So the title of this one is, I'm sorry, I'm all jumping again.
No, the mic is yours, darling.
Okay. Thank you. The title of this one is Cognitive Dissonance. I thought I had more time. I think the older we get, the less tolerant we are of the time it takes to truly know someone, to build friends. We think that our age and our experience gives credence to a faster track. Get to know me better. Here's a list of questions. Where's yours? Perfect. Now check these boxes. I see that you skipped a few. Good day to you. And here we are, 3 years later. You reach out. I hear regret. You to me. Was I too hasty? Listen, I can only offer acceptance that you got to hold me one last time and say goodbye. But it was a whisper, an indiscernible utterance meant for your ears only. Your closure was my confusion, and I can't say I would have used you in like manner. But you know this, and as much as goodbye is best said, it's distant. In peace.
Oh. Okay. We're going to let Mr. Poetic go first on that one.
Where do I begin? I mean, what you doing? What you got going on? Because I got these, you know, those heart emojis in my eyes right now. You know, my ears are tingling, and I'm in a nice little mood right now listening to this piece because it's so soothing, so sensual, so nice. It's got me feeling all warm and hard at the same time. Dope piece.
Okay. You are zen. Everything about your words, your voice, your demeanor, the way you project, it's just, oh, girl. I'm going to tell you something. Honestly, this time, I really did get caught up in your voice, so I couldn't hear the words. I knew you were saying
this
something.
This was one of the prompts from the Love Zone, too.
It's a what?
This was one of the prompts from the Love Zone.
I still did not catch the words. I'm trying to be honest with you and give you your props on this. I'm sure they were exquisite. They were beautiful, but your voice is just captivating. Because it does, it's very soothing, and it makes you lay back and just inhale and exhale real slow, like, damn. So, yeah, it makes you feel all warm and juicy inside, like a chocolate chip cookie fresh out of the oven. Like, ew. Yeah, I love it, though. I'm going to listen to the
Thank
playback,
you.
Though.
Thank you.
For real.
Hey. I'm going to be like this. I'm going to take, you know, Miss Pearly took most of my answer. She sent me to go second. But what she said was like your voice this time. I normally don't let your voice get to me. I put up something to block that out because it is a beautiful voice, soft and serene. But it got to me this time, and I got lost within it. And also with the music, it was so soft and so beautiful. Both the song and your voice added to it that I just drifted away and it was just enjoying what I was hearing. Get to know me better. So, I mean, just saying that, I caught the words after, but I just allowed my soul to feel that. Here we are 3 years later. The story you was telling, and it was a short story, but you spoke so much within me that I could relate to. And did you say I offer acceptance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at this. I mean, who talks like that? I offer acceptance. And when the way you say it, the cadence that you use to speak it, you know, it's like it's what every man would want to hear, what every woman would to hear from a man, or, you know, whatever. And it just was so beautifully done that I was just taken away. And I'm going to just say that I just enjoyed that. I allowed myself to enjoy that and not sit here to hear, to listen for a critique or anything of that nature. I just, some things are just meant to just, you know, like a rose is meant to, you know, to be held, you know?
Awesome.
So, that's that piece, baby. I've really enjoyed that. Thank you, love.
My pleasure. Thank you.
My. So we're going to let you go on back to work, baby girl. Once again, thank you for sharing that piece. I don't know what Van said. He said you got him rock hard or something like that. He's just
so
nasty.
I'm going to run to the page. I'm to the page right now.
Yeah, I think he would. See you later, baby girl.
All
right. One love,
one
mic.
One love.
All right. Van, you're nasty, man. Nasty. Just a nasty boy. Hey,
can you get to the next caller?
Look.
Can you get to the next caller? Can we move along? Can we
pick
up
a perfect. Okay, sure we will. All righty then. Ladies and gentlemen, come to the mic. Who do we have here at the Soul Cafe? Area code 973. What it do?
Good evening. This is Renee calling from New Jersey.
Renee?
Marina?
Hi, Rena. Rena, how are you, dear?
I'm doing okay.
Welcome.
Hi.
All the way from
New Jersey.
Yes. What part of Jersey are you from?
From Newark, New Jersey, but I live in Middlesex, New Jersey now.
Okay.
Newark.
My Jersey girl through and through.
Okay, Jersey girl.
Awesome.
Yeah. I heard your voice on another program, I believe, at Epiphany Radio. I recently heard you. Thank you for calling in here. You hear how these people are clowning up in here? You have to excuse them. I'm the most serious one here tonight. And I thank you for calling in.
This line is being recorded and monitored for
quality
assurance
maker.
Oh, my God.
You know, we can all hear you.
You don't have to excuse anything.
It was just me. I don't talk like this.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay. I'll talk in my other voice and you won't recognize me. So, Miss Renee. That was my alter ego. Yeah, that was my alter ego. Don't blame it on me. So I know you're anxious. I know you're anxious, Miss Renee, to answer the question that Danielle and Van created.
Oh, my God.
Concerning.
Oh, God. Really?
How did the question go, Danielle?
It's your question.
It's your question. You should know.
Oh, you're sticking together.
Oh,
this is combining. This is colluding. This is colluding.
Throwing your ass right under the bus.
Call forthwith.
2 points.
Call forthwith. Nope, too late.
2 points from both
forthwith.
Of you. Okay. The question was, you know, I can't remember my questions or his questions. The question went
that's
something
all
like
we wanted,
this.
That's
oh.
all we want. That's all we wanted to hear was it was your question.
Yep. It was his question, my alter ego. The question was, have you ever faked an orgasm while all alone?
While all alone?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
She said no. She answered the question though. I got an answer. She said exact. She said absolutely not. Now I'm trying to think of her. I'm trying to actually chew on her answer. She said no, absolutely not.
No.
She has never faked an orgasm.
If teacher and student are one, then why would we? If teacher and student are one, why would we fake it?
Oh,
well, yeah.
She's speaking in the metaphysical. Okay, well, that was a hell of a way to get out that question.
I'm going to write that down.
Now,
she's hanging with
I'm
Just
J. Do you mind if I quote you on that, Miss Lady?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I forgot it already. It was dope, though. It was real deep what she said.
Yeah.
But I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm old. I'm the older one here, Renee. I forget things real quick. But I thank you for answering the question, though, because it was
already.
What is it? Didn't I call the child Renee?
It's not
Nina.
The child.
It's not
real. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, baby love.
Lord.
See, that's why I call. I just say baby love normally, but yeah, I went out of character.
Right. It's Drina, right? It's Drina,
oh,
right?
God. Yes, it
she
is.
Said Drina?
Hey,
I thought
hey,
she
Drina.
Said Renee.
It's so nice to hear you. It's so nice to hear you.
You
do.
This
is just like you, Van. This is just like Van to do this to me right here,
business.
Right here on the bus.
My
old friend, I met him when I had
that's...
the training wheels on. He's one of my faves.
Yes.
His
okay.
and LaPrella Negra.
Okay,
that explains it. That explains
thank
it. All right, Drina, let's start over, Drina. I thought you said Renee. Rena, you know what I'm saying? Because some Renee's call themselves Rena for some reason, you know. But let's start
Rena.
Over again.
No,
hello.
Don't.
I'm. Yeah, they do. I have a cousin named Renee, and it's spelled Rena.
Not one.
Mind your business.
You are being
mind your business, Danielle. I'm talking to Drina.
Oh, no.
My cousin named Renee,
okay.
Her name's spelled Rena, okay? R-E-N-A. Okay.
Okay,
mind your business, Danielle.
Story.
So, Drina. I'm trying to talk to Drina.
My name is Edwina, and
Edwina.
My name is Edwina.
Edwina.
Yes.
Oh, Edwina.
Yes.
Edwina. I think
but
my
I
Facebook
go by
friend's Edwina.
To make
I'm
it better, I
it
say Edwina.
R up in the air.
Danielle, be quiet, please.
It ain't
talk
no R in sight.
Mind your business. Give me back my peaches.
Okay.
Edwina, can I talk with Edwina,
yes.
please? Rudeness, the rudeness of it all. Edwina, how are you?
I'm okay.
I believe we've met someplace
before. Yeah, my teeth
before.
Hurt tonight.
Why are your teeth hurting, Edwina?
That's a good thing.
Jesus.
Yes.
Would you care to go out and share a shake together?
Yes.
Strawberry.
I'm sorry.
Did Ooh. You say yes? Was that a yes?
I didn't understand the question.
The question was, would you care to go out and share a malted shake with me, strawberry, something very sweet? You said your teeth are hurting. What's wrong with your teeth?
Oh, not
you
my teeth, my cheeks
date.
From laughing cheek? Too hard.
Oh, you said cheeks. Why? What's with my hearing? See, I'm going to explain to you.
I think I talk too
fucking,
well.
I have on these fucking headphones fine. That... J-Rock gave me, and I can't barely hear you.
Blame J-Rock. Now he's blaming J-Rock. Oh.
Blame
J-Rock. He said it would work.
Is this Trump on the line?
Trump?
Oh, God. Everybody, Paul, you get a blame. You get a blame. You get a blame.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm
They're
sorry. I'm out of line.
Oh, so your teeth stopped hurting and your cheeks started hurting.
My teeth, yes.
Can I ask you, are you a light-skinned woman?
I am not, no. I'm represented for the dark-skinned cuties.
Ooh.
Chocolate.
Ooh. I love a dark-skinned woman with cheeks. Mm-hmm.
With cheeks?
Yes.
All right.
Preferably cheeks.
Redirect.
Preferably cheeks. Yes. Man, where are you? So, Edwina, I'm going to just,
I'm
gonna
right
just say it
I'm
like
right
this,
here.
Edwina. I'm so glad that you called in on this night tonight. I found Jesus listening to your voice. God,
oh.
I just want to scream and praise his holy name right here tonight. So, Miss Edwina. Mm-hmm.
You're going to make it hard for me to read this piece that I plan on reading now. When you're bringing Jesus into it. I thought this was after dark.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Hold up.
Right.
I have to set this. Let me reset the atmosphere for you, Edwina. My bad. I'm sorry. Let's not bring God into this. Okay. Now we're back to the show. I feel better now. I'm ready for you to bring it forth. I'm ready for you to let loose this fourth witness, Miss Edwina.
Mm-hmm.
So, Edwina, the mic will be yours in a minute, but let me build this up for you, ladies and gentlemen. We are live at the Soul Cafe, and one poet that goes by the name of Edwina is about to explode vibrantly, like a dill pickle turns into a cucumber.
What? Goodness.
The mic. I'm ready. I'm almost there. Hold on. Don't. The mic is yours, Edwina.
Okay. That introduction was, thank you. This piece is called,
you're welcome.
It's called He Got the Juice.
Ooh.
All right. Let me just find it. You guys lashed me right off my screen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Take your time, Edwina. You are doing fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. All right. He got the juice. He got the juice. It's in his way. It's in the wingspan of his back slinks. Tattooed in the art that is his pain. He's not just a man, he's the man. He got the juice, it's in his way. Hands gritty like subways, smile bright like sun rays, demeanor easy like Sundays. He got the juice, it's in my pit. All he need do is take it. I'll be damned, baby, break it. Make it juicy, have your way with it. He got the juice, warm and sticky. Make me beg, you playing with me. Titillating, slap and tickle, like Aaliyah, work the middle, damn, my baby got the juice, mesmerize me with that oblique that forms that V, leading me astray, it's in your way, it's laced in every word you say, it's traced in every place you claim, juicy when I hear your name, excited when I hear the key, awaiting your entrance expectantly. I'll give it all that you ask of me, there is no thanks like seeing you pleased. Shall I bend the knee, my king? Shall I bring the chair? Can we do that thing? Can you bite me there? You got the juice. You're proving it. I heal in silence at a finger to my lips. I taste me on your fingertips. I inhale deep the smell of it. You're mannish for the hell of it. I really had no clue the depth that you were capable. I'm squirming in my liquid proof. It's all for you. You got the juice. And that's that piece.
Ooh. Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, but I mean, no, I want to bring the Lord in this. Oh, Lord. I mean, poetic. Let's go with poetic.
Oh. Yeah, baby. I definitely got that juice.
I got you.
And I like the way you taste it off your fingertips. My gracious. Ooh.
And you got
that liquid proof? Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, this was an exquisitely delicious piece. I thoroughly enjoyed it really, really much. So thank you for
that. Thank you.
Girl, hold on now. You said, make it juicy. Make me take it. Girl, you're speaking my language. Can you bite me there? Girl, you need to get up out of my head. We're going to have smoke. Yes. Y'all trying to bring on a tsunami tonight.
That
piece was hot.
That's nasty.
For real?
Oh. Now they're going to let me talk. Oh,
that's it.
Yo, so. Hey, look, she said she got the juice. She said it's in his way. You know, she said he's not just a man, he's the man. Warm and sticky, like Aaliyah work in the middle. It's place, she said, in every place, she said. Huh, you claim, shall I bend the knee, me lord? Shall I bend the knee, me lord, my king? I taste me on my fingertips. Yo, let me just tell you this. I love the cadence. I love the what I want to say, the repetitiousness of that. It was like listening to a rap. You know what I'm saying? It was beautiful. I love the words.
Thank
I love what you're saying in there. I really, really did. I got really a real big kick out of that. And I love your word usage, because you're saying things without saying things, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, that was dope, darling. I love that, Edwina.
Thank you.
You put a smile on
thank
my face.
Thank you so much.
For real.
You're welcome.
A happy
thank
yes,
you.
Van, yes. Van's up to
my team. My brother. My brother.
Yes, sir.
Was you just about to say how you liked her word uterus? Was that what you
yes.
Oh,
We're gonna hear this for
I'm
a week at Epiphany. I
oh
know we'll hear this. We'll
I'm
hear this for a week around here.
And I'm gonna use that.
I love your word uterus.
So I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'd like to get
y'all
to know you better because of that. Mm-hmm. Jersey ain't but a skip away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
So, man, you're starting trouble tonight, bro. Edwina. See what you can do, Edwina? Oh, only had one shot of the E and J.
That's you off of just
name.
One shot? You off of just
yeah,
one
bro.
Shot?
Yeah, bro. It's been that type of day. Okay. Edwina,
oh,
God. Look, don't be no stranger, Edwina. I can't see your name one more time. I'm going to mess it up. But listen, though, seriously, I love that piece. I love the way you delivered it. I know you had to break into your seriousness because of the tomfoolery from these guys before you did your piece. You know what I'm saying? But I really appreciate that. I really do. Because I don't bullshit. If I didn't like it, I would have told you. I'm telling you. But thank you for delivering that to us. Okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody.
You're
good night, love.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah. That was my girlfriend, Edwina. Yeah, we've been going out for quite some time now.
I'm sure.
You know,
although
we've just met.
What's
her name?
You've affectionately changed her name, which lets her know there's intimateness going on.
See?
There. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Man, let me
definitely.
Tell you something. Let me tell you a little secret from a little player, from player to player. Let me tell you something.
Mm-mm.
When you get a woman that allows you to call her by somebody else's name and she grins and blushes, my brother. When she grins, mind your business, you're a female. Stick to the Rainbow Coalition
that kind
stuff.
Of shit does not exist.
I'm talking to my brother. Now this woman is blushing. She was blushing as I called and fucked up her name, which meant I held her right where she needed to be. Baby, baby. Billy D. Coop 45.
All righty
then. Coop 45. See, Danielle, your problem is you ain't never had a man call you by another name.
How would you know? How would you know?
I could tell.
I
could tell
you
by your hatery. I could tell
hatery?
By your hatery.
Hatery? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Your word uterus ain't on par. You know what I mean?
My word uterus.
Your word uterus.
I'm
going
to eat this last peach. I'm going to eat this last peach.
The callers know what I'm talking about. The callers know what I'm talking about. When I called that woman Renee, she was like, she's fussy. I had her in the palms of my hand. But then when I messed it up again and called her Rena, she was like, ooh, he just touches me where I need to be touched. Ooh. Yeah. I love messing up their names because they like it so much. So listen, y'all. We're about to pick up our pens. Are y'all ready to do so? Can y'all do it?
Baby. What we doing with the eating? Are we going to do the pieces? She just said she was eating that peach, bro. She just said live on air.
Oh, man. She's rubbing it in my face. She's rubbing it in my face.
I got me some. When I finish the show, I'm going to have me one.
Oh, you're going to have a peach, too.
Juicy.
You got that going right.
Juice is running all down my head.
Y'all be like that. I picked them out. I hope they rotten overnight. Now, how about that? Okay, so do you guys have your pieces from last week?
They're not getting a chance.
From the week before. From the week before.
I hope it clogs your uterus. Yeah, from last week. From the week before.
It wasn't last week, man. Last week was the holiday, bro. We weren't here.
I said from the week before, bro. From the week before.
Man, I'm trying to find it now.
I can't find
it.
I don't know what I did with it.
You brought it up, poetic. All right, so listen. If you don't have those pieces from last week, listen, this is what we're going to do.
I got it. It was. Wasn't it blowing bubbles? She loves me. She loves me not. Wasn't that the one?
Okay.
That had to be it. Because that's the last craziest piece I got. That definitely.
Oh my God!
Okay.
I don't even know what.
If anybody else had
in.
Their piece, if anybody else just gave, do you have that piece? From 2 weeks ago. If you do, raise your hand. Okay, while I give Danielle, Miss Pearly Negra, a chance to find her piece, we're going to pick up our pens momentarily, ladies and gentlemen. So those who want to participate and pick up your pen, I'm going to need you to press one. Picking up your pen is creative writing. I'm going to throw some phrases out there. We're going to create and share our pieces that are going to be written from the phrases that I throw out there. You'll have until the time of the song is over to have your piece completed. That's what we call pick up your pen. And we're going to be right back after this old school jam.
In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
You know what I mean. Come on now, you just gave us a sample. How about the real thing?
All right.
This sequence is repeated several times. Listen to it from a location midway between the loudspeakers.
1, 2, 3, bass.
Come to my rescue.
Stereo. Let's have some fun.
Rock the house, y'all.
Moving, grooving, moving, grooving, yeah, yeah, yeah.
people say.
So who's so mean? Who's mean up in there?
You okay. Being mean, I'm talking about that's what I get. That's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna replace your whole bag of pieces with more than your pieces. I was gonna give you some more stuff. No. But you ain't getting nothing now.
I was talking to Van Schmetter.
You called Van
Schmetter?
Because
he said his kids ate. I said that's what you get. Danielle's nowhere by it. My kids
right,
ate them all.
Cool.
Poet said,
man.
My kids ate them all.
I heard that's what you get.
I
heard that part, but it sounded like you said, Danielle, what are you talking about?
I wasn't even talking.
You didn't ask me who was being mean. I'm not crazy, okay? You ain't going to make me seem like I'm crazy.
Schmidtos, what is he
talking
about?
Look. Keep it up. Keep playing.
I was texting. Okay. So anyway, did you find your piece, Miss Pearly?
I didn't.
10-point deduction.
And I got distracted by something else, so I'm sorry.
From minding other people's business. That's what you did. So we're going to go to Mr. Poetic.
You know what? Whatever, dude.
Yes, sir.
I said thank you. Since you are the only one prepared... Okay. You get the 10 points from off of her deduction.
Oh,
you
nice.
Board
don't
with 10
you
points.
Dare nice. Give him my points. How
It was Van's idea. It was Van's idea. I
you
said
better not
it,
take
he,
my points,
know.
Van. You
it wasn't my idea to take your points. That's
it was.
That's all.
It was. All right.
It's my bro. So, Van. We want to hear what you wrote last week, man, from the piece that we gave. Let's hear it.
All right. Her love has me blowing bubbles while she never brings me troubles. See, she's masterfully touching my soul. Her end game is my goal while together wishing on a star so our forevers can travel far. So I'm hoping she loves me. She loves me not. So lost in love, I forgot to tell her I need her, to remind her that her breathtaking memories keep me running back to her heavenly skies. Holding her hands under the moonlight, she and I kiss life together, and passion tasted just right. Across thousands of miles, I still see her smiles. And I took my socks off.
Okay. Hey, but you didn't even have to take your socks off right there, because that was a lengthy piece. I thought it was pretty good, bro. For real, I like it,
bro.
That, man. That was very romantical. Had a lot of romantical wishery in there. You know what I'm saying? Your word, uterish.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hardly say
I had to get it out. I got to say it a couple more times to get it out, my sister. Your rotisserie, your word rotisserie was brilliant, bro. Hey, write that down, too.
I'm writing it now. I had to borrow some of the real stuff, you know. Him and his kids.
I saw that.
I like that piece, bro.
Hold on.
LaPearl Negra, he goes, and we kissed life together.
You gotta repeat it three times afterwards, though, man. You gotta repeat it three times afterwards. We kissed life together. We kissed life together.
We kissed life together. No. Because then you'd be like, and we kissed life together.
Yeah.
They're going to stop listening to my peaches.
I love your pieces, bro. What can I say, man?
Hey, you and David Mike got to stop repeating my stuff like that. All right. Hey.
You got your piece, bro?
I don't know. I don't even know if I wrote to that joint, bro. Did I say I wrote that?
No, but there were some beautiful phrases that you threw out there, though. Damn, my piece was nice, too, and I can't even find it.
Okay. So this is what we got for this week. Okay, let's see what it's doing. Let's see what it's hitting for. I want to take my socks off. Okay, here's one here. Wait a minute. What the hell is that smell?
It's just us? We're the only ones doing pickup
duty? I don't know. Yeah, because everybody's scared. Everybody else is scared. It's like a million people up in here, and they're scared to raise their hands. Let's see if the event hostess would like to pick up her pen. I'm not sure. Janice, would you like to pick up your pen tonight?
Can you hear me okay?
She's working on this. Yes, I hear you wonderfully.
I'm still working on a couple of pieces. I'll catch you on next time.
You still working on some? Okay, baby, love.
Yeah.
Let's see if Jess Jay. All right, darling. Let's see if Jess Jay is paying attention. Jess Jay?
Yeah, man. I can go as long as it ain't too crazy. I can go.
All right. As long as Van didn't make them up, so they shouldn't be too crazy, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm cool with that. Yeah. You should say that from the beginning. I know whenever Van touches, it can get hairy.
Okay, this one, Jess J.
You're right.
I got one just for you, Jess J.
All right, bro.
I got one that should fit your bill. If you can write something to this, what I'm about to give you, you're a champion. You're a champion. Okay, it's three phrases,
ladies
and gentlemen.
How are you just going to skate on past your piece, for real?
I can't find my piece. I don't even know if I can't be... I can't remember if I wrote to it. I can't remember, seriously. You know, we got cut off on that show. So these are the phrases, guys. Hold up, let me find a song, because y'all guys be cheating. Let me find a song first. Just for Jay. If you guys can write anything to what I'm about to give you, you're all champions, because this is really, it's really, it ain't bad, but I'm just saying.
Is it English?
It's just, it's in English. That's about it. Okay. Hold up. Boogie Down Production. Hey, Jay, I played this song earlier in the show, too, bro. I don't know where you was at. But
I missed it, man.
Yeah, you know, Public Enemy, you know what I'm saying? I pay number one. Public
yes,
Enemy
sir.
Number one. Okay, and it was we was drooling to it. Okay, so let me see. I got a song for y'all. I don't want to play that one. That's too long. Let me give you another one. Okay, I got it. I got it. Here we go. No, we won't play that one. Okay, these are the phrases. Sunny side up. Inside, outside, waffles. The third phrase is popping my eyes out. Once again, the first phrase is sunny side up. The second phrase is inside, outside, waffles. The third phrase is popping my eyes out. Does everybody
excellent
have that? We're going to go. Do you guys want me to pick the genre?
Go ahead, bro. Pick it.
We're going to go with romance. We're going to go with romance. The mic is yours. Pick up your pens. Put those pins down, put them down, put them down, put them down. Yo, yo, I can't wait to hear what y'all got. Yeah.
It was a setup.
No, because I was getting into it when the song went off. I was really about to go in, and so I had to take my socks off. So let's start. Let's see where we're going to start. We're going to start with Miss Pearly. We're going to throw her under the bus first, being the only lady here.
How did I know?
Yes, because this is your hour. This is your hour of power. Okay.
My hour of power. Well, yes. I'm throwing
Ms.
a disclaimer
Pearly.
Out there. I got
What's
distracted
the
by the music. I got distracted by the music.
Okay.
I did. I was in here singing and rocking.
See?
I love that song.
You know, I usually ask if the music aids in your writing or is it a distraction? Okay, so let's see what you got anyway. Let's see what you got.
Okay. His kisses make my sunny side up like fluffy inside-outside waffles. In anticipation of his return, my heart is beating so fast it almost has me popping my eyes out with excitement. And then I took my socks off because I was singing after that. I couldn't get nothing else out of it. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Well, what did you think of that, Jess J? What did you think of that shit, Jess J?
I liked it because the word selection was so crap. You know what I'm saying? Anything better than mine, I'm loving it. Oh, that was a magically good job.
Thank you.
Oh, it's very low grade curve tonight.
Poetic. Poetic. Yes, what do you think is that?
And I thought Pearly Negra, I thought she tried, you know, she tried. You know, she let you know. She said, well, I kind of went brain dead for a moment. You know, I couldn't think of nothing. Yep. But what she wrote was pretty good, actually, whether she believed it or not.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to start at the top. Poetic, the mic is yours.
Thank you, bro. She knew how I liked my eggs, sunny side up, between her legs. I sit to enjoy my inside-outside waffles drenched in syrup. They were so good, I was popping my eyes out. Yep. I turned to her and said, baby, will you cook for me? Not just now, but for eternity. As long as you'll have me, I'll cherish every moment of your existence. What a delightful thought of just the experience to share life with you. Oh, and it's true. I'm a hopeless romantic and hope we could chance it. The thought of living together in love and light with a permanent future so bright. Me and you doing what we do. Because for you, there's something in my heart. And I'm definitely hooked on you since the very start. May I kiss the cook? Man, this is just like a storybook look. And that's that piece.
Oh, man.
Okay, broski.
Wow.
Okay.
I couldn't even hear the phrase.
What did you think of that? What did you think, Bella Perla Negra?
Wow, that was pretty. That was sweet. That was romantic. Oh man, and then you incorporated the words from the song. That was pretty cool. That was tight. I like that.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Just Jay.
Like I was saying though, I couldn't even hear the phrases in that, man. That was flawlessly done. That was done like you had time to do it, in which we know you didn't.
I appreciate this, bro. I had my point deduction coming, though, for real.
Oh, yeah, you got that coming.
You know he's still saying you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought the piece was real, I'm not going to say it this time. I'm not going to say it, although I would like to take away a point to make him have 9 points since he's on the board for 10 for stealing your points. No, the poem was really, it was well written during the time that he had. That song was 4 minutes and something seconds. I thought he had a nice thing going. It was beautiful, man. It was dope. It was what can I say? He's a master writer up in here, so I mean, you know what I mean? That was dope, man. I'm gonna just say that was a dope piece, bro. You did it in good time. I didn't think y'all could write anything to that, for real. That was like crazy. Okay. Y'all ready for Jess J?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Jess J, let's see what you got.
Yes, sir. When sunny side up is cresting, we'll be breathtaking, non-stop until our eyes be popping, till my eyes be popping. Fresh with my hands deep in your hams, kneading like dough. Damn, can't forget them yams. Inside, outside, waffle cones dropping. A penny for my poems about your feminine form. In peace.
Oh, damn. That was, damn. Wait a minute. Hold up. I can't go first. They said I can't go first around here. All right, La Perla Negra.
That was nice, y'all. I'm hating tonight because I got distracted. You and Dan both some really nice pieces tonight. I like that, man. Y'all got away with words. I tell you that, man. I'm learning though. Very nice piece.
Thank you.
I think you cheated though. I think you cheated.
Be easy with me, man. Cut it out. Quit playing.
How you going to rhyme that kind of crazy stuff that I read? All right. La Poet Meadows.
Oh, man. What?
He made a Frankenstein host.
All y'all the Pearl and Nigger
tonight. He created a whole new host, man. He created a whole new person.
La Poet.
Right, La Poet's Meadow. Man, but that piece was beautiful, man. It was beautifully done, man. You did something with the phrases, bro, and you actually ran with it, man. And I like the inside outside waffle cone drop. I like that. I like that line. That was
right. Cool. Put cones on it and it broke it in half.
Absolutely. For real.
Cones on it. Okay, damn. I thought I went already. His poem was full of wizardry. I picked that phrase for him. I knew he could rhyme with that. I knew he could rhyme and make something crazy up with that. I just knew it. But I like the way it started. The only issue, I had an issue with this piece.
Yes, sir.
You want to know what the issue was, bro? I know you like my critique.
Give it to me.
And everything. I thought that you your word usage was cool up in there. I thought it was dope. The thing is, when you ended it, you ended it at a point where I wanted to hear more.
Right, where we're actually supposed to be more at.
Right there. And because I really wanted to hear more. That's why I said, damn, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? It was dope, man. I like what you did up in there. But, you know, it should be no but you didn't get a chance to finish it. I'll put it that way.
So, man, but that's why I like coming in here, man. You're going to shoot it straight exactly how it is. If you don't shoot it straight, you're really not going to learn anything about your portrait, and you'd be stuck in your same bubble.
Right. But it's cool, though, because you only had about a certain amount of time. Let me just ask you this. Was the music an aid in your writing, or was it a hinder? Were you able to concentrate?
Yeah, man, especially like towards the middle of it, man, when she started leaning into it, I was watching the video and Eazy-E and them and the whole nine, man. But yeah, that I had to snap myself back into focus to get as much as I did.
Okay. But it was a dope writing, man. It was a dope writing. That's all I can say.
Thanks, bro.
That was dope. All right. Okay, now for our next... We're going to go. Y'all ready for another?
Sure, why not?
Ready.
All righty then. Oh, damn, I forgot about myself. No, let me see. Let me read to y'all what I got.
Yeah, you got to go. Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, you've been skating
all right.
A lot tonight.
I don't need nobody critiquing what I wrote. How about that? I call this forthwith. Forthwith, no critiquing of my writing. Bam.
My ass. You know what? All right.
That was a curse word. All right, listen.
Not complete.
All right, here we go. All right, I'm going to get into character. I'm going to do mine in character. Okay, here we go. Sunny side up. We continue to pick up the pieces of last night's amusements after the lights went out and it all got dark. Inside, outside waffles. Breakfast for two, only for two. This morning meant to do as the, my writing fucked up, as when its breeze romantically moves me, makes me want to scream inwardly and shout her love, all night, nonstop, popping my eyes out. And then I took my socks off. And that's that piece. I need a more time.
You don't like that. In. The wordplay, my bad. I'm still getting the hang of
it. You might as well finish, bro. Go ahead.
Jay, go ahead.
Continue now. Go on.
Might I? All right. Man, the wordplay in the beginning with the pieces and the last night amusement, I seen amusement park. That's sweet. That's sweet. That's some of that that's that technical stuff. If you don't say it exactly right, you can't even hear it. That was, I like the whole piece, bro.
Hey, thank you, bro. For the nigga.
I love the metaphor. I get what he's saying. Yeah. Excuse me. Shut up. This is beautiful. I love listening to your voice. I love your words, like everything. In the short period of time, you did a really nice job. Poetic.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't skate past this one, bro, because that was pretty good, man. You know, you took your own phrases, and but you called 4/5, so we can't take any points from you because you know the phrases. So that was
oh, great. Damn. Hey, well, thank you for the half slightery.
Y'all not playing fair tonight. Neither one of y'all.
Half slightery.
I don't like
tonight. Hey, look. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. I will say this. Although I make the phrases up, I don't write to them until you guys write to them. I don't ponder them. I think of something crazy. I might be doing the dishes. I come around. I say something crazy. I write it down. Boom. Then I write another thing down. So I don't. It's fresh to me when I hear it as well. So much. Okay. I don't know if I can give you that one, Jake. I was going to give you one, but I don't think Jay will write to that one.
Yeah, escape
okay,
go. There you go.
I like to give it to you, but that would have been that's for another day when we have mostly sinners here. I'm going to give you this one. Sweet, sweet chitterlings okay. First phrase is sweet, sweet chitterlings. Yeah, chitlins.
Chitlins or chitterlings?
Chitlins,
C-O-T.
I spelled it chitterlings.
We they spell chitterlings, well, so we say chitlins. Well, don't play, Dan. You already know what it's called.
And we say not chitterlings. We say chitlins. Say chitlins.
But you know it's spelled chitterlings.
You said that like you ain't know how to say it, for real.
I know, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to pronounce it so that you guys can write
it
properly.
Oh, you said it right the second time. Chitlins.
Chitlins and shit. You know what I mean? Sweet, sweet chitterlings.
We know how to spell chitlins.
Okay, I didn't know. You guys come from impoverished neighborhoods. But what the hell is that smell is the phrase part two. What the hell is that smell? And the third part is she said she loved pancakes.
I know you love food, man. Jeez.
I eat one meal a day, bro. And it might be breakfast, lunch, and dinner all together. but I only eat one meal a day. All right. Okay, yeah, just set me for my word. Okay, now I'm going to pick a two-minute song so that you guys are guaranteed to write a nice piece. Some of you are writing already, which we call cheating around here. Okay.
Mad
eye. All right, so we're going to go with, hold tight. Here we go. Pick up your pens. Ended that song that quickly.
Well, home the rest of it then.
I wasn't ready.
Me neither.
Okay. All right, so this is what I was just getting into it personally myself.
And you turned
I wanted
it off.
To cheat a little bit.
Right, you just turned
it off.
I turned
it off. I was mad because I was about to go in on the second half. All right. Where did we start before? Who we started with before? Danielle?
La Perla Negra.
Okay, let's start with Poetic.
All right. There was a stench in the air. Sweet, sweet chitlins, where? Pass me the hot sauce. What the hell is that I smell? I'm lost. How can you enjoy something that smells so bad? When you know she says she loved pancakes and breakfast in bed. Well, I got hungry and wasn't paying attention to my illness that requires me to eat something. But what should I do now? I guess I should know. But I better move throughout the states to find the right pancake batter because it definitely relates to the idea of some serious cooking skills. Wait, it's only pancakes. I should just chill. But I make them a special batch. I hope she'll enjoy them and catch. And then I took my socks off.
Okay. Let's go with Pearl of Negra. What did you think of that?
That was pretty funny. I like that one. That was pretty cool.
Thank you.
All right. Just Jay?
I really don't feel this is fair.
You said what?
He said he don't feel
it. I don't feel this is fair, man.
Oh, okay.
I feel like the Griff is in. Man, nice piece, bro. Real nice piece.
Thank you, bro.
Man about to defend his poem to the death. He girded in and everything.
Oh, no, man. It wasn't like that, man. I just didn't hear what you said.
No, it was a good piece, bro. It was a good piece.
Appreciate you, brother.
Okay. He said, wait a minute, I'm trying to lock in on something he said. Okay. I thought he messed up when he said, Van, give me that line where you said, what the hell is that smell?
I said, what the hell is that smell? I'm lost. How can you enjoy something that smells so bad? Oh, no, it's definitely part of the piece, bro. I wasn't lost.
Okay. No, you changed it. You said, what the hell is that I'm smelling?
Yeah, that's not what I said.
See,
what the hell is that smell? I'm lost. How can you enjoy something that smells so? No, sir. I think you better listen to the playback.
Okay.
You can apologize to me later.
No, you was cool. You was cool. Another
hey,
bro,
he tried to
finish
the poem about a stinky woman he was with.
Right. Let's get the meat and potatoes. Let's get the meat and potatoes, bro.
He won't confess to it, though.
Rotten tomatoes.
That's really good to
it. He wouldn't grab hold of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
It was everything but that.
Right.
Okay, so no, that was a good piece. That was a good piece. I ain't got nothing for you, bro. I thought I caught you on an error.
Nah,
okay,
no,
I thought I caught you, but I didn't.
No,
all right, well, La Perla Negra, what do you think?
I thought it was very funny. It was a pretty cool piece. I feel like
okay.
Jado is not fair because I feel like you write just ahead of time, but it was cool.
He write them like he made them up, didn't he? Didn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
All right. Who
I
is
got
this?
Words.
Is it,
I got plenty of words in my head, y'all.
I get it.
I ain't gonna say nothing. All right.
And you can't deduct no more points. You can't deduct no more points.
No, I was gonna speak on the word usage.
Thank you. You giving preference? You giving special preference up in here tonight? Is that what's
Ooh.
Going on? This is what
I
I'm up against
to get the
tonight with you too.
I tried to get him on the word usage, his word uterus, but it wasn't working. So we're gonna go to Jess J.
You You said that earlier today. I just caught that.
Okay.
Take off my PC. Mm-hmm. What the hell is that smell? Oh, that's the sweet smell of my chilling pill. I love that hog. Her name was Gail. And she sure loved pancakes, quiet dates, prunes, and raisins. I met her table dancing, and I was trying to get a raise. She said, oh, behave, and led me back to her back cave. She sure liked pancakes, chasing them geese by the lake, eating platters of steak. And boy, could she bake. In peace.
Oh, damn.
Okay, okay, okay.
Poetic.
Man, that's Jay. You talking about us, man. Look at you. Come out here.
Oh, man, y'all.
Pens blazing. Pens blazing. With that dope, dope beat, man.
Thanks,
that was good,
bro.
That was a good piece, Jay. I appreciate you, brother. That was a good piece. La Perla Negra.
That was nice. That was nice. You wrote that like you made it up, too, beforehand. I like that, though. That was nice. That was real nice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That
for
was
real.
Dope. I thought that was very dope. I'll give him an extra 2.5 points for that piece right there.
Woo!
You know what I mean?
I ain't never got a point up in here.
I gave him 2.5 points for that one right there, bro. You can write some crazy stuff. Cause, see, you used to writing crazy. So it's not
right.
A challenge for you. You know what I mean?
That's why I can't
you
have you take me too far. I get stuck and then the family have to deal with me.
Yeah. Yeah, what he said. Yo, I can't. Okay. All right, y'all crazy.
Bro.
Your
all right, turn, bro. Your turn, bro.
All right, I didn't get to finish, y'all. I really, it ain't going to make too much sense, okay? All right. Okay, here we go. Sweet. Sweet chitterlings. My sweet. Darling chitterling, sweet, sweet chitterling. Wait a minute, I'm reading the phrases. I'm sorry, y'all.
I have to keep myself from doing the same thing. I didn't want to start out with the phrase like this ain't making no sense.
Yeah, it started getting a little, I started getting dizzy. All right. Okay, here we go. All right. Oh, let me get back in the character. My sweet, darling chitterling. Oh, she's got me in a way where I can't breathe. Her lusciousness blushes, also oozes it, taunts me, touches me, my nostrils take its whiff. My naturals take its whiff. What is this? Shit. Sweet, sweet chitterlings. My darling, my darling's humming of its sweet succulentness. I can't tell yet. What the hell is that smell? Dizzy, dizzy, dizzy room starting to spin, shake, and creak. She said she liked pancakes, but hogs, mugs, and all. She smelled awful. Had to check her uterus, cause it smelled like she had balls. Oh. And then I took my socks off.
I think we found that missing dirty woman.
Yeah, we found her, bro. We definitely found her. For sure.
She's this way.
Yo, I just wish I had more time on that one right there. Yo.
Oh, I like that. That was packing a punch, literally.
Dirty woman ball.
Wow.
Nice.
Hey, well, y'all wrote some dope pieces for real, clowning around with those phrases. There were some comical phrases, and I was surprised that you actually do something to write something with those. If you're able to take those pieces that you wrote tonight and actually do something I don't want to say or use the word serious with them because it don't have to be serious. But if you care to recreate something else with using what you started with tonight, that'll be appreciated, and I love to hear it. Okay? I love to hear it. I just want to share this also with these guys. Just Jay's been writing, sending me some of his writings. Okay? I plan on performing some of those here periodically during our shows, you know. If you guys feel free to partake in that with me, I'll share those with you, or Jess Gagan hit y'all up as well and see what we can do with his work. He loves sharing his work, and he wants to hear how his creativity, I wanted to say that, rephrase that another way, his creativeness is used, how another voice can display it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give him a chance to see up in here. So we're going to have that challenge on one of the next shows. So, Jay, I'm going to need you to share with them as well, because I don't know
totally
if I'm going to do it on the...
Nobody ever spit over them, or they haven't been said anywhere. You can change them up however you want to.
Okay. Okay, do this. I already have some from you. Send Van one that he can spit on the next program, and then... send La Perla Negra one as well.
Got you.
And we're going to see how we're going to bust that thing out, okay? We're gonna
man,
make that
I appreciate
segment.
You, man. I've been trying to get my improve on my writing, man. But anything y'all can do, I really would appreciate it.
Okay. We're going to make that a segment, bro. So,
yes, sir.
Hey, look, we're about to head up out of this joint. I want to thank everybody for chilling with us. I'm going to let us go with this in mind. You know what I mean? One love to everybody. Peaches and cream to some and to others. Fuck
them. Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Baby, baby. Hey, man, write that down for me, bro. I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that back. One love, everybody. One love.
One love.
Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. 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 Said it before, I never let the mic magnetize me no more. But it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My line remains defined, all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like the thought took years to build. But still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap, make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause for me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance with this. But can you digest what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Saying even I proceed, cause my man made a mix. FPD won't be no band-aid to fix. Think of this, no my mama too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the puddle makes me bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-keppin'. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept in. Side of me, corruption is like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the primo rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rock Kim. Make a fact of this. Make a fact of this.
To a quiet storm, but now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me, but then you asked what have I done lately. First you said all you want is love and affection, let me be your angel and I'll be your protection, take you out, buy you all kinds of things, make a clap to this. Call the attitude, you need food to eat up, I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up, just scream I'm lazy, you must be crazy, thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me. From the flex of the wrist, saying need an opportunity, cause my man made a mix. If he beat, he won't need a band-aid to fix. Is on the cut, and my name is Rakim.
They know who we be.